Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another great episode of the Event Technique Podcast. This is the daily show where we help you create more success in the exciting and somewhat challenging world of nonprofit events. I am your host, Jill Coomer. I'm the founder of Eventsburg, and I'm also the author of the hit book, The Event Technique. I created this podcast because I know how much you have riding on each and every event you do. On every show, I'll not only share some powerful nuggets on how you can make your next event even more successful, but because I know how busy you are, I'm going to do it in a mere 9 minutes. So on today's show, we're going to shed some light on time. That's right, time. We could all use more of it, especially when it comes to event planning. To have a successful event, time management is the crucial element. Everyone involved is busy, and often busy with other day-to-day operational tasks that are needed to keep the organization running. Layer on event planning and execution, and the stress level goes way up. I've emphasized earlier about the importance of having a single person responsible for the promotions. That's true. However, when it comes to overall planning, communication and shared information are critical. Even your promotions person has to share what they are doing. Event planning must be collaborative. When information resides with only one person, it quickly breeds frustration with the rest of the staff. They're not happy. They can't get the information they need to execute the tasks assigned to them. If you bring them into the process and utilize their time effectively and successfully, your event, from the first meeting to the conclusion and the post-event debriefing, is going to run like clockwork. Absolutely no pun intended there. First things first, when you know your event date, you work backward for every other task. This is the heart of all project planning, and it doesn't matter whether it's a nonprofit event or a corporate event. You have to be able to lay it all out, so you work backward. There needs to be an extraordinary attention to detail, with a constant eye on the calendar to ensure that deadlines are constantly met, and consistently. That's almost more important. That said, you, or whoever's in charge, may or may not be the right person to handle the task of staying on track. As we all know, sometimes herding cats is somewhat of a challenge. Perhaps someone on the staff or committee who revels in the details should be assigned to maintaining the to-do list and the calendar, not as a taskmaster, but rather someone who just sort of keeps everything between the alleys, in other words. No matter who takes charge of this task, the calendar or the spreadsheet of some sort is needed from day one of the event planning stages, beginning with that first meeting and listing the goals of all the things that are to be accomplished and the deadline for each one of those goals. Now, granted, most of those are not going to be set in stone. They can have a little bit of flexibility. It's where you get into a lot of flexibility that things begin to go off the rail. Here's what I mean when I suggest you do things backwards. Take your event programs, for example. Determine when you actually need to have them in hand. If you are transporting them to the event, at the very least, you need them the day before, and heaven help you if that's how it's going. If you need to ship them to the event, in other words, you're printing them in one place and they're going across the country to another place, you'll need to allow for that transit time. Even FedEx, overnight, is not trivial in terms of cost if you're at the last second and you're shipping heavy boxes of programs. Once you determine the date that they're needed, determine how long the printer will need to produce them. Prior to handing the project over to the printer, you'll need to know how long the graphic artist needs to create the layout. With that date in mind now, you'll know when all of the copy and perhaps the order name of the event, the sponsor names, and other peripheral information that you'll need must be finalized. Now we're really working backward. Put each one of these dates and deadlines on your spreadsheet. Let's talk for a second about sponsorship and sponsorship packets. All of your sponsors, preferably, are already in your corral before you even get ready to publish that program. There's nothing worse then saying at the bottom, these sponsors came on after the printing date, which basically means that you didn't have it together and now you're forced to put in something separate that says these people are additional sponsors. Now, granted, sometimes that'll happen and they will just appear right before your event and that can't be helped. But overall, if you know who they are well before the date the program goes to the printer, you are in really, really good shape. Determine the deadline for sponsorship sales to close. If you're like most nonprofit organizations, that deadline never closes and you'll take people right up until that event. No sponsor will be happy, however, though, if they only receive promotion a day or so ahead of your event. So determine how long that sales window will be. 6 weeks, 8 weeks, longer than that? When you know the date, now you know when the packets can be distributed so sales can begin. Then you can continue working backward regarding printing, layout, copy, a message from the president, so on and so forth. All of these little details and dates add up fast, so you must have a way to keep track of them all. A spreadsheet like Trello, Smartsheet, Slack, something like that, even an Excel spreadsheet in your computer can provide you with a starting point and an ending point. You can share those on Google Docs or OneDrive and be able to have everybody on your team take a look at what's really going on in real time. Everyone can see where various tasks are in terms of development and meeting deadlines and can update all the information as needed. No matter what tool you choose, you must organize these details. It makes the process easier, reduces a lot of the stress amongst the staff and volunteers when they're able to see everything that they're responsible for and what are the specific deadlines they're required to meet. Stress can quickly quell enthusiasm for an event. Get organized. Reduce the stress by getting yourself together and having a plan in place before any of this actually gets underway. You'll be a lot happier for that. There's countless different types of software and programs to facilitate the process. You can create your own spreadsheet, timeline, known as a Gantt chart in the project planning world, and it may well be worth it to invest in more specialized software. Once you find an app or software you like, grab it, use it, stick with it. Do not change horses in the middle of the stream. One constant source of frustration is the consistent change of direction and constant change in the way you account for things. Find a method, keep it, use it, use it a lot. There may be a learning curve for certain software programs for everyone involved, so don't keep reinventing the wheel. It ultimately saves time once you and your staff have mastered the learning curve and reduces a tremendous amount of stress for everyone involved in the organization and the event. Hope that helped you out today. Get yourself organized. You got this. Go out and make it a great event.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on the Event Technique Podcast.